Can we lift up our two hands to heaven, everybody, and give God thanks one more time for the privilege to be in His presence? Give Him thanks and praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Would you ask Jesus right there, Jesus, I want to see you through your word today. I want to see you through your word today. I want to be launched into this realm of rising stars. I want an encounter with your word today. Come on now, pray. Thank you, Jesus. Take all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Lift up your two hands, Father. I pray that we open the eyes of understanding of every one of us today. Amen. So we can assess the wonders in your world. Amen. And by it, turn everyone in this service to a living wonder. Amen. Take all the praise. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. It's my year of breaking limit. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please, you may be comfortably seated. Again, the prophetic focus for the month is, shall we say that together? My style. Let me hear you say it louder. Now, say it now with confidence. That means you are not going to end this month without an undeniable rise in your life. Because the month is ordained your rising star month. Your star must rise this month. Amen. Your star must rise this month. Amen. Obedience is key to every rising star. You hearken to my voice. Observe to do what I tell you to do. I will set you on high above all nations. You start going level by level and by level and by level until you find yourself above all the nations of the earth. So obedience is key to it. This man was granted, born blind 40 years, and he simply obeyed in spite of his blindness, found his way to Siloam, and came back a star to behold. And everybody, he became the talk of the town. He became the subject matter. Everybody began to rush to see the man who was born blind, never saw the sun for 40 years. And now by simple obedience, the story has changed. Please enjoy obeying God. Trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. When we do His good will, He abides with us still, and for all who will trust. Trust him, trust. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall observe to do all things that are written therein. Then you make your way prosperous and you have good success. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to become a living proof than to trust and obey. Shame was tearing them in the face at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. It's the only way to walk out of your shame and reproach. And they did. One dummy thing he told them to do. Fill the water pots with water. We say we are looking for wine. And we are pouring the water while everybody is looking. Won't they think we are mad? But trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as these stars forever and ever. Am I this star by doing what? Turning many to righteousness. What's the relationship? What's the connection? But trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. A stark illiterate roadside mechanic began to engage with Matthew 6:33 and rose to become a major inventor. Invented the digger and earth moving equipment and supplied 50% of the earth moving equipment used in World War II. There is no technical explanation to that exploit, he said, but there's a spiritual explanation to it. He will have someone talk to him in the night on how to fix what and what to put to what. And so R.G. Lotoroni founded the university and became a teacher in the university that he founded without education. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. I never stepped any Bible school classroom in my life. I just obeyed God. I wanted to go and train. He said, no, what you seek does not come from abroad, but from above. But from above. How? Written over 100 books. How? Teaching the world for free on the things he taught me. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but a trust. May this year be classified as your year of delightsome obedience. Yeah. You know why you need it? There are many personal instructions that he will give you in the corner of your room, so nobody has. You can despise, you can turn your back on it. Just don't know what you're losing. He met Abraham alone. You are leaving town. They say, where are you going? He said, he will show me as I go. They said, now we know you are mad. This is the height of insanity. How can an old man? This man is going to commit suicide. You know, he doesn't have a child. So he was going. They said, okay, where will you face when you are going? He said, he will show me when I'm going. So are you going this way or that way? Don't ask me. He said, he will show me. I said, well, This is Otiba Were Mercy. He has accepted madness with religion. That's Yoruba man. And so the man left. He said, where did he live for? I don't know. So he took leg like this. He said, no, take the other one. Old man, where are you going? He said, don't ask me. That's how obedience led them into generational greatness. What do I call it? There are people here this year, by your act of delightsome obedience to his demands on your life, including those delivered to you in private, in the corner of your room, only you and God, that engaging with them will bring some people here into realms of generational greatness.
Amen. Amen.
I sat down in my room and said, give me that thing. And joy went up in my heart. And I went to my wife's place and I said, God just spoke to me now that he has a need of this thing. She said, praise the Lord. And then we did. And on my way home, the same day, my son David, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. One simple act of obedience brought me under a sworn blessing of prosperity. Sworn blessing. There are things God will tell you as an individual in the privacy of your room, and you engage with it by faith. You just step out of the normal. Sir, if you won't obey God, your salvation won't have value. Because the scriptures cannot be broken. Obedience is God's master key to a world of blessings. Blessed is the man that feareth God and greatly delights himself in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. So it doesn't stop with you. May your walk of obedience this year impart on your children and on your children's children in their generations. He said, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. So obedience is gateway to securing generational blessing upon your generations after you. So it's the key to everything provided for us in redemption. Obedience, which is an expression or manifestation of the fear of God at work in your life. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and proves that he does by greatly delighting himself in his commandment. Somebody's breaking limit and it's starting now. Somebody's act of obedience will take him off the normal realm. To the heights of envy. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Very quickly, unveiling our breaking limit heritage in the world. Let's first recognize that our inheritance is embedded in the Word of God. Acts 20:32, I commend you to God, to the Word of His grace, is able to build you up and give you your own inheritance among them that are sanctified. So all of our inheritance are loaded in this book. But God has provided the world platform to bring us into the fullness of his plan and purpose for us. All of the plans and purpose of God for his children, they are loaded in the world. And we also discover, according to the anchor scripture for the month, as we behold him as in the glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory,
even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
So as we behold our picture from the mirror of the world, we are changed into the same image in the ultimate, from glory to glory, until we come into the fullness of the stature of Christ, unto a perfect man. So our change of story is therefore a function of what we see from the mirror of the world concerning us. Amen.
Amen.
The word of the Lord which Isaiah saw, and Isaiah became one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. Access to the word is in two main levels. One, by hearing. A wise man shall hear and increase in learning. Two, by saying. 1 John 1:1, it said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard with our ears, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. You have to see it well enough before it becomes an evidence in your life. You have heard it, yes. Faith comes by hearing. But you have seen it. And as far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. So, what you see is only what you have power to possess. You have to see it to possess it. That's what God said to Abraham. And if you're Abraham's seed, you do the works of Abraham. So, we are looking at the mirror of the world to assess our breaking limit heritage in the kingdom. Let me tell you how this plays out. When I saw that I've been redeemed as a king to reign on the earth, I was 16 years old. I want to go out and I will ask myself, will a king go out like this? No. We were in London one time at the airport, and then a number of our pastors were there. People were going out for United Nations special meeting in New York. So they walked to our pastors and said, oh, are you delegates to United Nations? Hello? To show the dignity and royalty of this mandate. They saw them as delegates to United Nations. Because we don't go about carelessly. Praise God. Praise God. That picture of royalty changed my mentality and perspective. Will a king fight on the street? No. No. Will he be shouting in the middle of the road? You hit my car? You hit my car? No, today I'll show you. I'll tell you. That's not there. Can you find them separating a king and his wife in a battle? King is enough. He's enough. He said, no, it's not enough. Praise God. Will a king's wife go to the palace, say, you are stupid. I don't know how they made you king. You are the biggest fool I've ever seen. Now, the king wanted to talk. The people will pick her and take her to where her parents will know for insulting their king. So if you know you're a king and a queen, that's a way you comport yourself. That's how the picture you catch from scriptures transforms. Changes your perspective.
Somebody's here. Your life will be cluttered with royal etiquettes from now.
In James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, the Bible says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But if anyone be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. And for he beholding himself and goeth his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he looked like. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the word, he not being forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall experience the reality of the picture he saw. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
So it's not enough to see, therefore, we must walk it out. We must what? He said, walk out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We must walk it out. One day, I saw my heritage of supernatural wealth. And I saw what must be done to actualize it. My son, David, my prosperity plan is not a promise, so it doesn't answer to prayer. Don't use wrong instrument. It does not have respect for fasting. Don't waste your energy. My prosperity plan is a covenant, and until your part is played, I am not committed. What's this covenant? Why the entry minutes see time and harvest shall not? It was in a vivid conversation. No gimmicks. How reliable is this? Except you can stop the sun from shining and the moon from showing up, then you can break my covenant. Is that so? Yes, my son. Then I can never be poor. He said, you have said it. So, when the Bible said the Lord increased, multiplied the 10,000, he said, 1,000 times much more than that. He has multiplied me a million times, many more than where he met me. Man. So, don't be slothful. Nothing works without somebody working it. Your breaking limit heritage demands back-breaking engagement. What is it? So, it is how well we engage with the truth that determines our levels of trial. Please wake up. Don't be slothful. Those who obtain the promises, they worked it out by their obedience, which is not meant to be convenient, but to be obeyed. By their obedience, which at times look cruel. You got a son after 25 years, and then you say, God, it can't be God, it must be the devil. That said, bring your son. I want to eat him. Now, wake up. I will show you the mountain. The way I did the other time, I'll be showing you as we are going. After 3 days, the mountain of Pharaoh. And it went on. Now, stop that. Now I know you fear me. I open the next chapter to your life. Somebody's here. This year will be a point of reference for many years to come. In your life.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest.
Amen.
Any picture of yourself you catch in this book and engage with it, no devil in hell can stop you from walking the reality thereof. No devil in hell. You know the reason why? What you see, you cannot doubt. What you see, you receive, and you literally believe. According to scriptures, then you're empowered to become. Every picture you catch from scriptures, and you receive and believe it, and you prove you believe by working it, no devil in hell can stop it from coming to pass. So, your breaking limit era is a reality this year. Yeah. What you have never imagined about yourself, and what no man can ever imagine about you, will become the order of the day this year. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody wanted to get married and the parents said, don't try it. You'll be a liability on us. He said, I don't believe what you say. I believe what God says. Then God gave him an idea, started a business. The time was giving testimony. He was married, already have kids, and has 17 people in his employment. Amen? And now all the people that thought it would be a liability are now dependent on him. Wait a minute, God will change your story this year. What do you see? And the prophet said, I see a rod of an almond tree. He said, that has well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. So the clearer your picture from scriptures, the faster the delivery. You can see he will deliver it. Let's look at just three pictures from scriptures that establishes your breaking limit heritage. Breaking limit heritage. One. Salvation exchanges our human life for eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Romans 6:23. That means we share the very life of God with him. That means we carry divine DNAs in us. That means we possess God's ability and capabilities in us. At new birth, we cease to be just human beings and we have become spirit beings. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the spirit is spirit. Therefore, I say unto you, you must be born again. Now, so you are not born spiritual, you are born a spirit. So your dead spirit in the first Adam has come back alive, so that your connectivity to God has been restored. And your destiny, your dominion restored. Before the fall, everything answered to Adam except God. After the fall, he lost all control because the spirit man was dead. And when Jesus came, he brought that dead spirit back to life. So they call it, you are now born again. So new birth establishes our dominion or restores our dominion on the earth. Everything on the earth must obey us. How many things? All the powers that walk around the planet earth must answer to us. Why? At new birth, we have been raised together with Christ, Ephesians 2:6, and made to sit together with him in heavenly what? Places. And it's located far above all principalities and powers and dominion. Ooh. And every name that is named. That's what new birth offers you and I. So if a witch claims to be a spirit, then you're a higher spirit. If ogboni people claim to be spirit, they are not anyway. They are only diabolical. You are seated in a higher place than they are. That should imbue confidence in you when confronted. Stop there! When you hear me say, I'm going to show you the son of who I am, that's what I'm saying. I'll show you where I'm coming from. That's what I'm saying. From today, all the harassments of the past remains forever past. This is so crucial. Say with me, my dominion has been restored. Everything on this earth, by a divine verdict concerning my redemption, must continue to answer to me. Give the Lord a big hand of prayer. Number two picture from scriptures for assessing your breaking limit heritage is recognize that you have been redeemed as a sign to your world. As one to be wondered at, what manner of man is this? We have seen strange things today. We have never seen it in this manner. In John chapter 3, verse 8, hear what he said. The wind blows where it listed. You hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. John, in Isaiah 7, verse 14, the Bible says, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a woman shall conceive and bring forth a son. You shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, so Jesus came as a sign. And as the Father has sent him, so has he sent you and I. So we are redeemed as signs and wonders to our world. You are not supposed to go through a natural platform to get anything done. You are redeemed into a supernatural world. The supernatural has become your natural realm by redemption. So don't subscribe to what they subscribe to. Don't fear what they fear. You are not in the same class. Can I hear your amen? I and the children which the Lord has given to me, they are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. So every child of God is ordained a sign and a wonder. A sign and a wonder. Every child of God is ordained a sign and a wonder. And this is how he commands the sign. You hear the sound thereof. And then you see the signs following. Without the sound, You can't command the signs.
Oh, you have high blood pressure, not me.
And it went back on the spot. And never came back again. And can't come back again. My wife said, as I returned from one mission, I had miscarriage. It cannot happen. Can I have my food, please? And that nullified the miscarriage. Thou hearest the sign. Your negative sign is why you are not a sign and a wonder to your world.
I pray that this picture will change the operation of your tongue.
You are not permitted to see what you won't say. He said, you shall have whatsoever you say, whatsoever you say, whatsoever you say, whatsoever you say. So every child of God is redeemed a sign, but he has to produce scriptural sign to command the signs. You have to produce biblical sign, sound in line with what you have found of yourself, and then the signs will follow. The end has come to your struggling for survival. From now, all that pertains to you will start flowing supernaturally in your direction. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three. You are redeemed a blessing, not a beggar. God sent Christ to bless us. Acts 3:26. Among the sevenfold heritage he obtained for us in Revelation 5:12 is blessings. He has obtained for us power, riches, wisdom, blessed strength, honor, and glory, and blessings, and blessings. So we have riches, we have blessings. So we are not redeemed as beggars. We are redeemed a blessing to our generation, a blessing to our world. And all we need is to engage in what makes that a reality. Consistent covenant engagement will bring you to that realm of blessings that cannot be reversed.
Amen.
I've received a commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. It's the way to irreversible blessings. No year in my life since 82 in terms of blessing has been less than the previous. From today, your life will keep shining more and more. From today, your life will keep shining more and more. And it shall be so until Jesus returns. Together, just simply be an hilarious giver. Endeavor to remain a tireless, delightsome giver. Remain an excited tither, a passionate kingdom promoter. That's all. Sir, you won't need prayer. Because no force can break the covenant from having its way. That force might be able to stop the sun and the moon from taking their position. No one in your generation will be a beggar. In the name of Jesus. No one in your generation shall be a beggar. Except a man is born again, he cannot see. How do I assess my picture from the scriptures? Be born again. John 3:3. Except a man is born again, he cannot see. Be born again with evidence. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Don't appropriate your salvation to those of your parents. If any man, not if any man's parent, is in Christ, a new creature, we enter into it one by one. In the name of Jesus, nothing will blind your eyes anymore. Yeah. And then you must remain spiritual, because a natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Only the spiritual can assess things of the spirit. I pray that this season will end every form of struggles in your life. Yeah. All the land which thou seest unto you will I give it, and thou shalt walk the length and breadth of it. Verse 17. For I will give it unto thee. You just walk it out, align with my demand, and you have committed me to deliver. Align with my demand, and I'm committed to deliver. Something is breaking forth in your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Today's our covenant day of all rest, and I'll just show you some four keys that will keep you enjoying all rest all the days of your life. First is the will of God. Come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come and learn from me, and you will have rest. You will find rest for your souls. So rest is the will of God for you. Amen. And they that believe do enter into rest and cease from their own work. So when you believe, you enter into rest. So it's the right of believers. It's the right of the redeemed of the Lord. My peace I give unto you. So when you are saved, rest becomes your heritage. Number two, we know that grace and peace multiplies by knowledge. That explains what Jesus said in verse 29 of Matthew chapter 11. Come and learn of me and you'll find rest for your souls. 2 Peter 1:2, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. So peace multiplies by knowledge. Now in Psalm 119 verse 165, great peace have they whose mind is stayed on him, and nothing shall offend them, which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So the more of his word we are loaded with and living by, the greater peace we enjoy. Grace and peace multiplies by knowledge. Amen. Number three, take cover in the house of God.
to sustain your rest and be free from men's layers and from the crisis out there. I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and they shall dwell in the place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. Take cover in the house of God. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and God's people shall possess their possession. Take cover in the house of God. It's God's own city of refuge that wards off all men's slayers who are after your life. And number four, enter into a covenant to serve God as your new lifestyle. And what you find is all round rest. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 12. They enter into a covenant to serve the Lord God with their Father with all their heart and with all their soul. And verse 15, amen, with the whole of their desire, and God gave them rest round about. Serving God secures round about rest. The young lions may suffer want and hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Serving God secures all round rest. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things that is making men restless shall be added unto you. All and rest we secure by serving God and the interest of his kingdom as our new lifestyle. All and rest. All and rest. The thing they are sweating to assess is added to you without struggle. All and rest. I'd like you to renew your covenant of stewardship this year, because that is the covenant platform to secure your all-round rest. Now, there was no more war. Not say everybody struggling, the struggle continues. No, there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of King Asa. So for 20 years, there was nothing to struggle with. For 20 years. So if they remain in that covenant forever, their all-round rest will be there. Where your obedience stops is where his blessings stop. Please renew your covenant day by day, week by week, and month by month, to keep serving God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with the whole of your desire. Those are very great statements. And it won't stop adding to you what others are struggling to get. It won't stop adding to you. That my son was in crisis for years. And he just came back, maybe last year or year before. And everything has turned. Everything has turned. Please renew your covenant to keep serving God and the interest of his kingdom with all your heart, with all your soul, and with the whole of your desire. And you find round about rest. Round about rest. That shall be your experience from now. Amen. Let me tell you what that platform provides. Be still, and you will know that I'm God. He manifests himself to us as we are still. He said, the Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. Your peace. So you just become a wonder to your world, because God is just taking care of all that pertains to you. A state of rest is a state of supernatural manifestations. Your struggles are over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your struggles are over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When Moses saw what God had made of him to Pharaoh, Exodus 7:1, he said, "See, I have made thee a God unto Pharaoh." Eh? Oh, I see. Pharaoh, stop there. How long will you be stubborn? You know why? He saw his picture. See, I've made thee a God unto Pharaoh. That's what Jesus has made of you. Watch. A prophet shall the Lord your God send unto you like unto me. That's what Moses said. Him shall ye hear in all that he will say unto you. And his name, Jesus. And Jesus came and said, "As the Father sent me, so send I you." So we are replicas of Jesus. We carry what he carried. To command dominion as he did. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, today marks a new dawn in your life. The good news is, you are no longer just a human being. You have redeemed a God in the likeness of man. Amen. You now possess divine DNA. You now share the same kind of life with God. Amen. So whatever can't assault God can't assault you. Amen. Whatever can molest God can molest you. Amen. Whatever can torment God can torment you. Amen. We'll spend time on this at the breakthrough night, but pick it. The child of a goat is what? A goat. The child of a horse is what? The child of a bird is what? The child of a man is what? So, what should a child of God be? Are you afraid? How many children of God are here? Give the Lord a big hand. Everything you used to fear, start fearing you from now. I used to pursue after you to hurt you, we start fleeing at your instant. So shall it be. Welcome to your era of awe and rest. I entered that era 44 years ago, September 12th. 1976, consciously, deliberately, and in writing, with Matthew 6:33 as my newfound love. By his grace, I've enjoyed all run rest till now and till forever. Because I won't shoot my ground under. Amen. Somebody else will step into that realm today. Amen. 76 till date, I have never had to beg for anything. I've not borrowed from anyone. I've not endured hunger once. God never lies. And all these things shall be added to you. Now watch. Anybody here? I'm a prophet. I'm not the motivational speaker. I speak from God. Anybody here that delivers 10 established souls As per this Operation 10 for Christ 2020, and does not step into his breaking limit realm, know that this book is not true. And know that this prophet is not sent. God has no problem performing his word. He only has problem with your disobedience. You obey him. Oh, come and taste. And you will see that the Lord is good. Come and taste with your obedience. Come and taste. If you won't go to Siloam as a blind man, you won't have your sight back. No. No. If you won't feed the water pots with water because you are very civilized and very enlightened, you end up with shame. You won't see why. It's raw obedience that commits God to confirm his word in our life. You will see God in action.
Amen.
There is no change of position without instruction to comply with. You can't have a change of position without complying with his instruction. Therefore, take fast hold of every instruction that may come to you in your private room. Let them not go. Hold them fast, for that's where your future lies. What are we after? We are after what he is after. What is he after? He wants all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth as made available in church. Where must they come to church? That's God's storehouse. You leave them on the field, the birds of the air will swallow them up. And then the cycle continues. Where must they come to church? They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears in Zion before God. Where must they come to church? That's where God's pastors are, who will feed them with knowledge and understanding so they can increase and multiply. That's why we do that. Well, how long are we going to do this? Forever. You just came. I said, I've been doing this now 44 years. I had no calling to ministry when I was doing it. No. I just have a heart for God. And he taught me how to do it on time. Finally, your long-awaited all-round rest has come.
Amen.
Hold it fast. Don't let it go. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Amen. You are here in this service and you are not born again yet. Like we said, it takes that to see your picture from scriptures. Two, it takes that to see and experience the reality of all and rest. It begins with salvation. When the Prince of Peace comes to indwell your heart, your adventure into increasing dimensions of peace and rest begins. You want me to pray with you to be saved, to have your sins forgiven by Jesus, to have your name written in the book of life? Wherever you are, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Remain standing, please. There are also people here today that need to rededicate their lives to Jesus. Reconnect back to God and enjoy the flow again. You are here, you want to reconnect back to God. You are tired of standing in the middle of the road. A broken branch of a tree is dead. It's only a matter of time. Wherever you are, you want me to pray with you to be restored back to the faith. Please stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else is getting up. Wherever you are, get up quickly and remain standing, please. Get up quickly and remain standing, please. The end has come to ups and downs in your life. The end has finally come to all ups and downs in your life.
Amen.
The end has come to all ups and downs in your life.
Amen.
All the people standing for this prayer, please move to the nearest aisle to where you are, and I'll be praying with you from that spot on. Thank you, Jesus. Details of the epistles read, you can locate that on our website, and then you can flow into the fullness of God's agenda for the time. Glory to God. Amen. Please bow your heads, all of us who are standing. Lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again to set me free, to save my soul. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. I will serve you all the days of my life. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has drawn them. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus. You will make it to the end. Grace to enjoy the overcomer's life, receive it now. Grace to make it through at the end to heaven with Christ, receive it now. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations. Amen. Shall we all rise, please? Please be reminded of Believer Foundation class at Halls of Mondays. We have them going in 710 locations in Lagos and Nottam. You'll be informed as to the one nearest to where you are from your sleep. So fill out your sleep in very clear terms. Jesus is Lord. Amen. How many can see their picture now in the Word of God? Whatever picture you have caught today, grace to work them out. Receive it now. One day I saw that he has raised me up and made me to sit together in heavenly places far above. As if I never had the word far above. Very clean picture. I engaged with it. I'm still engaging with it. And I'll keep engaging with it till I die. From that time onward, no devil has ever been able to lift a finger against me because of what I saw. May what you have seen today reposition you for breaking limit realm of life. Somebody here will not know sickness again. You say go, it must go. Somebody else, there shall be no sickness in your home. Yeah. You say to a child who is healed, be healed, and you'll be healed. Yeah. Somebody here will not know defeat again. Yeah. The forces of defeat are coming under your feet now. Somebody here has stepped out of penury to plenty. Somebody has stepped out of the realm of pity to the realm of envy. Somebody is saying bye-bye to all the mockeries of men into realms of glory. The name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Welcome to your era of all-round rest. Many, many people in this church, men and women, are operating in the reality of that realm now. So, I decree your access to that realm of all and rest for life. In the name of Jesus. Well, I know that by next Sunday, we'll not hear of any uproar in any family again. Marital breakthroughs is not just about people on the line for miracle marriage. It's about restoration of dignity to homes. All at the same time. Marital breakthroughs is coming for those under the siege of marital delays, under the spell of marital delays. But also, God is restoring marital dignity to the homes of every winner. Someone said, we live together, but for 7 years, no communication. How many years?
7 years.
We had that testimony this morning. Yes, sir. For 7 years, no communication. 23 years of marriage in shambles. But Jesus stepped in and restored peace and dignity. No marriage here will ever hit the rock again. Amen. Everybody listen to me. Filing for divorce is covenant failure. What do I call it?
Covenant failure.
You are giving pain to the heart of God. It's covenant failure. You don't brag about failure. When they say you fail, just walk softly. And I say, yeah. No. Now, I decree an end to every form of covenant failure in anyone's life.
Amen. Amen.
When you are struggling at the bottom of life, it's covenant failure. You are redeemed as a house upon the hill that cannot be hidden. How did you find yourself in the valley? Why are you living in the valley? The topmost top is your covenant place. So outside that, you are a covenant failure. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every area where any winner is experiencing covenant failure experiences a breakthrough this time. So shall it be. Watch. God will be restoring breaking limit authority to his people this month. And it will come through by the word. As you catch more of your picture in the world, your level of spiritual authority will keep changing upwards.